This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, April 9th. Well, live cattle are lower in Monday trading thanks to inactivity in the cash market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
We expected that there might be something working a little bit ahead of time during the week because we're going to be getting that storm later on, but it just didn't come. Like today is Monday, it's just like every other Monday for the past 6 months. There has been very slow cash trade that, you know, would definitely give us a little bit of direction or an idea of where we're going to go for the week, but kind of added a little bit of continued pressure all during the day. But the feeders were easier as well. These weather worries have some concern that they're going to really create some havoc with the logistics of moving some of the meat around. And I guess demand for beef is not going to come until after the storm and we get, you know, some of the grilling season to begin. This is a really kind of a strange time to have this blizzard and this deep cold weather to happen at this time, but nothing is normal these days.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday down 2.5 at 463.75. May corn was down 2.5 at 359.75. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for April ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 6 even. Hartbred winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for April were up a quarter point, ranging from 601.5 to 626.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for April were up 1.5, ranging from 629 to 639. Live cattle for April were down 25 cents at 125.72.5. April feeder cattle were up 57.5 cents at 146.77.5. And April Class 3 milk was up a penny at 1586.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report.